Memorial Day, Veterans Day, the 4th of July. All of these are occasions where we celebrate the sacrifices of our military service members. We celebrate them for their service, bravery, and leadership. But what happens when they get back home? Two Nebraska organizations recently partnered together to provide support for our veterans who want to transition from service to farming. On Thursday, May 24th, the Center for Rural Affairs and Legal Aid of Nebraska partnered to host Answering the Call Veteran Farmer Tour in eastern Nebraska. The tour hosted several beginning veteran farmers and ranchers and featured three farms, two of which are veteran-owned and operated. Organizers said that a primary component of the tour was to provide an opportunity for these beginning farmers and ranchers, many of whom are military veterans, to build networks as they begin their farming adventure. I sat down with Jordan Rasmussen, Policy Program Associate at the Center for Rural Affairs and Lyons, Nebraska, as she explains what she values about the conference.
What makes me most excited about these days is when I get to see and overhear some of the conversations that are happening between veterans. This is something that I tried. It didn't work out so great, so I tried it this way, and this worked better. Just being able to have that resource that you can go to.
Rasmussen explains that she believes military veterans have a background that make them uniquely qualified for a career in production agriculture.
How a veteran, the skills that they acquired in military service, how that translates over into farm practices. You know, you're up early every day. It's a 24/7 job. You don't get days off. You're away from your family. Some of those challenges that you see in military life often translate over into farm life as well.
The beginning veteran farmers that attended the Answering the Call Veteran Farmer Tour had the opportunity to visit three farms, starting with Robinette Farms. According to their website, Robinette Farms is a diversified, commercial, small-scale family farm in Martell, Nebraska, just 15 minutes southwest of Lincoln. Co-owners Alex and Chloe grow over 80 varieties of vegetables without the use of synthetic pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers. In addition to vegetables, they have a flock of pastured laying hens, custom-grazed cattle, and have a small apiary. At Robinette Farms, guests of Answering the Call Veteran Farmer Tour learned about the sustainable production of microgreens, transplantation, and strategies for direct marketing. The second stop on the tour was Lake House Farm and the Prairie Plate Restaurant outside of Waverly, Nebraska. Co-owners and spouses Renee and Jerry Cornett operate Lake House Farm as a source of ingredients for the Prairie Plate Restaurant, a farm-to-table restaurant just a few feet away. As former Navy helicopter pilots, Renee and Jerry are no stranger to hard work and sacrifice. In an online video titled "Buy Fresh, Buy Local, Lake House Farm, Prairie Plate Restaurant," produced by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, Jerry Cornett says,
"The military is a way of life, much like farming is a way of life."
At Jerry and Renee's farm, tour guests learned about produce production techniques, viewed several aspects of this unique farm operation, and heard about the challenges that farm-to-table restaurants can face. Cora Fox, Policy Program Associate at the Center for Rural Affairs, a veteran herself, says the purpose of the tours is about providing a real view of what farming looks like.
So the tour was focused on giving real-world examples to beginning veteran farmers and ranchers.
Fox says that in her experience, some of the unscripted parts of the tour turned out to be the most impactful.
But those in-between moments between the sessions, when you hear people talking about their traveling chicken coop that they move throughout their pasture and it's on a trailer and they move it with their tractor, or they talk about their water collection system so that they don't have to pump water, they just use rainwater and that's how they water their chickens, or maybe they're talking about their cover crops that they're using. Like, I like hearing those conversations and they're like, this is working for me. And then other people are like, well, I've done this, and they kind of converge at that point. And to me, that's like the best thing that we could get.
The third and final stop on the tour was the Barreras Family Farm, just a few miles north of Omaha, Nebraska. Co-owned and operated by spouses Marielle and Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Barreras, their farm provides pasture-raised, antibiotic and hormone-free, sustainable farm products to consumers in the Omaha area. Guests on Answering the Call Veteran Farmer Tour learned techniques for organic chicken and egg production, goat milk production, and how the seven Army values of duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage have influenced this family's farming operation. The tour, a follow-up from a conference hosted in March, provides support for our veterans as they begin to enter the high-risk, cost-intensive agriculture industry. The tour also serves as a source of information that can help these veterans transition back into civilian life.
A large portion of population of rural America actually, you know, answered the call to serve their country. And many of these folks, they get out of the service, they want to come back to like Nebraska or Iowa and get back into agriculture or join their family farm. And, you know, it's really important that we have programs in place that can support them as they get started.
Fox's colleague, Jordan Rasmussen, said,
"These individuals have served their country. This feels like a minor investment for all that they gave. You know, they gave up their time away from their family, time away from another career. There are often disabilities and things that come with that service. And so this is an investment back in them."
Photos of the tour and more information can be found at cfra.org. For the Center for Rural Affairs, I'm Cody Smith, Policy Assistant. Established in 1973, the Center for Rural Affairs is a private, nonprofit organization that strives to strengthen small businesses, family farms, and rural communities by working to address the social, economic, and environmental issues they face. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Google+, and online at cfra.org. Sound effects from zapsplat.com.